USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Arizona Senate's audit of the 2020 election has resulted in a different ballot count than that given by Maricopa County officials. That's according to Chamber's President Karen Fan. Fan added that she was not told the size of the ballot count difference. Approximately 2.1 million ballots are being recounted. Election officials, however, insist there has been no evidence of widespread fraud. The NAACP plans to pay bail for a group of Texas Democrats who fled the state to block voting integrity laws legislation. Governor Greg Abbott threatened they would be arrested upon their return. NAACP President and CEO Derek Johnson said, "War has been declared on democracy, and we will support anyone who stands up to defend it. We are fully invested in good trouble." End quote. U.S. lawmakers are calling on Canada to open the border immediately to fully vaccinated travelers, but Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says he will proceed with caution. More than 50% of eligible Canadians have been fully vaccinated. USA Radio News.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.